For this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A new law in Colorado has registered hundreds of thousands of people to vote, whether they intended to or not. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Until last year, people who applied for a driver's license in Colorado were asked if they wanted to register to vote. Then a new law flipped the process so that people are now automatically registered, as long as they show proof of citizenship during the process. The same goes for applying to the Medicaid program. People registered this way can opt out later. The program has automatically registered 250,000 new voters since last May, according to the Secretary of State's office. That's about 100,000 more than in recent years under the opt-in system. Of those new registrations, more than 64,000 voted last year. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
CPR's Megan Verlee. Governor Polis has vetoed a bill that would have required owners of off-highway vehicles and personal watercraft to get a title. The governor said that while titles are useful for preventing fraud or theft, people who own low-value vehicles in particular should not have to go through the hassle and expense of securing a title. The Colorado Renaissance Festival is back. CPR's Paolo Josita was there this weekend.
Among the common sights here are jousting, bagpipes, and grilled meat on a stick. But in the middle of the festival, at Canterbury Chapel, there was one very unique occurrence. Mario Vigil was there watching his cousin get married in a fairy tale ceremony, with people dressed up like orcs from Lord of the Rings or Vikings among the procession.
I'm used to the more traditional Catholic weddings. That's what I always go to. Groom is wearing a bear pelt hat. Pretty awesome, actually.
The Renaissance Festival will be open every weekend from now until the end of August. I'm Paolo Shalsada, CPR News.
The festival is in Larkspur, off I-25 between Denver and Colorado Springs. The Front Range has highs close to 90 this afternoon, then a little bit cooler tomorrow. This is CPR News.